Everything Cairns with Tammy and JB.
Welcome, folks. It is Everything Cairns. This is your one-stop place to find out everything that's going on right here in our neck of the woods.
We love this podcast. It's our way to connect with our community. And, of course, we say it each week. We've got our finger on the pulse, and we love to share that with you. We're going to hear about a little adventure that I suggest you can take on the school holidays with Tammy's Adventure Time. Mm. I love your Clubs of Cairns segment we're going to put in there too.
Yeah, that one will be coming up a little later on in the podcast, as well as that. Local League is underway, so we've got your official preview, but let's get into it with this.
I'm going on an adventure!
Tammy's got another adventure just for you. Let's go.
Kick off at the end of next week, and of course all the kids are already counting the sleeps until they get to have fun on their school holidays. Parents, this one's for you. If you are staying locally and you want to stay and play in our beautiful backyard, I'm going to take you on an adventure today all the way south to a beautiful little place called Alarish. Now, when we think about driving south, there's so many places to stop, play and experience. First of all, we're going on a road trip. Pack your togs, your towel, your hat, your sunscreen and your sense of fun, JB. We're going to go down to Bibinda Boulders, 54 to 60 kilometres south of Cairns. A beautiful place to swim. Of course, right now, the creek would be flowing very fast, so wait for the rain to die down a little bit. Always a good stop there. Josephine Falls would be my choice for a second stop. And then if you're looking for a bit of lunch or morning tea, depending on the time of the day that you started, I actually stopped into a beautiful little spot called The Pocket Alarish on the way down to our Christmas holidays. Now, The Pocket is just south of the Alarish Mission Beach Road turnoff.
I think I've seen this. Is it a bit of a shed setup and it's got fresh produce and a cafe setup and it always seems busy?
That's exactly it. Yeah. Now, these guys are on Instagram. I want to give them a little shout out. The Pocket Alarish is what you follow. And that's exactly what it is. It says here, your farm in the tropics. We stopped in there. As you walk in, to the right, there's like a cafe, but it's a gift store. They Fengelhorn sauce. They sell spices, lots of beautiful arts and craft locally made. So that's in there. Then to the left is where you can go in and you can eat your yummy food, have a coffee and stay and dine in. But there's also farm animals outside you can go and hang out with.
Good spot to take the kids just to break up that road trip if they're starting to get a bit restless.
Yeah. Mm. And you know what? Parents are looking for things to do, and this is the great thing about the Boulders and Josephine Falls. Like, you can pack your own picnic so you don't have to go and spend extra money with dining out. But if you did want that coffee stop or treat yourself to lunch, lock it in. The Pocket Alarish, it's a great thing. And obviously, there's so much to do here in North Queensland. If you want to add a road trip to your to-do list for the holidays, lock it in. Head south towards Alarish and enjoy those beautiful natural wonders that we have up here.
Great little golf course down there as well. Thought I'd sneak that in.
Everything Cairns with Tammy and JB. Dancing, painting, sport or drink making. Let's get in touch with the Clubs of Cairns.
So many clubs, so many community groups in our great neck of the woods. And if you haven't joined in on one before, you never know. You may just meet the man or woman of your dreams. You may just make some of the best friends you've ever made. And you might just learn something and grow as a person yourself by being a part of a club. Now, today I want to talk about the good old Scouts.
Scouts.
Were you ever a scout?
Never, but I supported them through those scout biscuits.
Oh, the scout and the girl guides biscuits.
Oh, that was the best.
Red hot. But there are so many scout groups in our region and teaches kids all about the outdoors. It teaches them how to get out and amongst nature. It's such a good off-screen thing, especially in the year 2024. And you may not know, but we have a lot of scout groups in our neck of the woods. So it's Atherton, Bayview, Edgehill, Edmonton, Freshwater, Gundy down there in Innisfail, Gordonvale, Mareeba, Nisham Beach, Northern Beaches and Ravensow.
I had no idea there was still that many around. I'd love to speak to a young scout.
And I remember talking to the kids that did scouts and that helped you out and know how to do knots and know how to do this cool outdoorsy stuff. And it's a great way for them to interact and be outdoors. And there's also opportunities for people to become one of the adults that are involved to help take the kids out and about and that sort of thing. So if you've ever been interested in scouts in general, they have so many ways that you can apply. But their website is set up really well for the Far North region. All you need to do is go to fnqscouts.org.au. If you've been looking for something different to do, why not join the Scouts?
Everything Cairns with Tammy and JB. Baby, I'm
Triple M's. We're gonna win.
Weekend wins.
so much happening around our beautiful part of the world, whether it be the markets up in Port Douglas on Sunday or some great activities here in Cairns around the Botanical Gardens. We're bringing it to you. I want to go straight until Saturday because there's a lot going on, JB. There at Irene Street, Moorabool, number 186 Irene Street, there's a big car boot sale. This is very popular. Now, if you are interested in selling some of the gear that you have at home, there are still sites available. Only cost you $20. Go to the Facebook page for all the information. Just search car boot sale. It starts at 7:30 a.m. right in through to the afternoon, and good place to go and pick up a little bit of bric-a-brac.
Yeah, so it's good if you're looking to sell. So $20, you get a site and you put all your stuff in the boot of your car, pull up, and then people circle around and buy it off you.
Have you ever done a car boot sale?
No, never have I done it. I don't think I've had enough stuff to be able to sell things off.
Imagine if we combined one day and we got the Triple M truck.
Yeah, we'll get people to donate here and then we'll go to the car boot sale and then we'll keep the money. Very good. Donate. Triple M Tower is very easy. But it is a great thing and also a great chance to pick up some items for a lot cheaper, but it's also keeping stuff here in our community. So it'll go to other people that live in our area. So make sure you check it out this Saturday from 7:30.
Saturday night at the Tanks. Frente are coming to Cairns. Now, you may remember that 1992 hit Accidentally Kelly Street. Well, tickets are still available at Ticketlink. But if you loved Frente, this is one gig you do not want to miss. Sunday to wrap up the weekend. Well, as I mentioned, if you're not up at the Port Douglas markets or popping into Rusty's to get your fresh fruit and veggies, the Friends of Botanic Gardens group, they are having their massive Easter plant sale. Now, this is at the Cairns Botanic Gardens in the Saltwater Creek Nursery. So park your car and walk on in. From 8 o'clock it kicks off till 12 midday. Plants go quick. So if you have a bit of a green thumb and you want a plant at a budget price, lock it in this Sunday, that big Easter plant sale.
Yeah, and could be a good idea. I don't know. Some people do Easter gifts. And if your wife's anything like mine or you have friends that are anything like my wife, they love plants.
Smart thinking.
Straight way to the heart is that one. So get involved. Plenty to enjoy this weekend. There you go. That's a wrap of everything. Weekend wins in Cairns.
Everything Cairns with Tammy and JB. Maybe I'm amazed.
Well, folks, line up again because round two is upon us for Far North Queensland Rugby League. After some interesting results out of round one, it's proving to be a bit of a change in our local league competition, of course. With the Northern Pride taking on the Cowboys, we're seeing some big gun players return to our local comp. And it's great to see. Round two will kick things off Saturday, 6 p.m. The Tully Tigers taking on Innisfail Leprechauns at their first home game of the year, Callander Park. At the same time, we're going to see the Atherton Roosters in their first game in 2024. They're going down to Mareeba for the local derby against the Gladiators. They're going to take things to 6 p.m. on Saturday again, Jones Park, as the Brethren look to make it 2 from 2. They take on Southern Suburbs in that game to see if they can continue their surgence for a back-to-back premiership. Well, they're going to take things to 3 p.m. Sunday, where Edmonton Storm take on the Yarrabah Seahawks. Now, this will be interesting. Yarrabah versus Mossman was called off last week. Meanwhile, Edmonton had a good win. So Yarrabah, their first look, and it is their first home game there at Gillera Oval, 3 p.m. Sunday. Final game of the round is going to see Ivanhoe's take on Cairns Kangaroos. Cairns Kangaroos, they're a quality side. However, they faced a drubbing last week against the Brethren, so they're looking to bounce back this week at Smithfield Sporting Complex, a home game for the Knights. Mossman with the bye this round. Enjoy it. Round two action as we look at Far North Queensland Rugby League.
Everything Cairns with Tammy and JB. Maybe I'm
amazed. Lock it in your diary. The Ironman Cairns and the Ironman 70.3 Cairns is back this year, Sunday, June 16th, one of the best major events in the region. And you know what they do really well is they partner with local charity Couch to make sure the fundraising is staying right here in the region. And from Couch, we have the wonderful Kay Judd talking to us about Ironman today. Hey, Kay. Good morning.
Now, Kay, for those that may not know, can you just remind us what Couch is all about?
We are a local charity that advocates for cancer. We also have a wellness charity, but we also have a charity arm to the business And essentially, we have been nominated as the charity partner for Ironman 2024.
Yeah, it's wonderful. That partnership is really important, not just to Couch, but also the team there at Ironman. And I know you guys have some entries available. So if people are thinking about doing that Ironman 70.3 event, is it right, Kay, that they can buy the entry through you guys and some of that money stays with Couch?
Absolutely. So Ironman has essentially offered us 10 individual spots and 20 teams. So with that, we pay for the registration, but we ask in return that the teams and the individual placements raise money for all the work that we do for locals impacted by cancer in the region.
Okay, so basically as an individual, if I'm thinking I can go ahead and do the 70.3, that I essentially partner with Couch, and so you pay for me to do the run, but I go and raise some funds that goes directly back to Couch. Is that how it works?
It sure does. So the fundraising targets for individual is 2,000 and for the teams it's 3,000. So in conjunction with that, we appreciate that there's some incredible athletes out there, but they may not be as fantastic at fundraising. So we have facilitated a huge, it's called the Couch Colossal Raffle. There's $16,000 worth of prizes and over 60 prizes donated from beautiful individuals in our community and businesses.
I would love to win something worth $16,000. That's huge, Kay.
Yeah. How do people get their hands on tickets?
Head to our Facebook page, the link everywhere, and also on our website. So with every ticket purchase, you have the chance to win, as I said, over $16,000 worth of prizes, thanks to the generosity of 60 local businesses.
How good is that? And
in essence, every dollar raised helps us provide innovative services and support for locals in far north Queensland and also their families impacted by cancer through the Couch Wellness Centre. So we're really proud to be a charity partner of Ironman to give us the opportunity to create awareness of everything that we do over here at Couch.
Yeah, wonderful stuff, Kay. What about if anyone wants to become one of those partners, if they want to take on either as a team or individual, that 70.3? How do people, I guess, take advantage of that and become another person raising money?
Oh, my gosh. As easy as picking up the phone and calling me right now. Head to our website. Head to one of our social platforms. Send me an email at marketing@couch.com. And I will, it's as easy as that, essentially. And even if you're looking to, if you're a great runner and you may not be in a position to collate a team of your own, we also have people that are waiting to become members of teams. So whether you're a swimmer or a rider or a runner, we're here for you. And we're also partnering with Nick Carling from Ignite, who is offering group training sessions and the opportunity to create training plans and things like that. So that's another tangible benefit that you get from being a part of Team Couch, in addition to supporting those impacted by cancer.
Good stuff. Sunday the 16th of June is, of course, the big Ironman day. If you want more information, go to couch.org.au or their Facebook page, which is Couch as well. Kay, thank you so much and good luck with that big fundraising event.
Thanks so much, guys. Appreciate it.
And that rounds it out. Everything Cairns with Tammy and JB. Make sure you like and hit that subscribe button when you're scrolling up on your phone here on the Listener app. And make sure you check in. You'll get the updates there. And we'll be back next week with Everything Cairns.
Everything Cairns with Tammy and JB. Maybe